And now an update to a story from Wisconsin we brought you about 2 weeks ago. Lactococcus lactis will not become that state's microbe, or at least not this year. The busy little bacterium is used to make cheese, and while the Wisconsin Assembly felt it worthy, the state Senate did not. It failed to vote on the state microbe measure. Tantalizingly, and yes, we know far-fetchedly, this gives the other 49 states a chance to become the first to have an official microbe. And you, our listeners, have brought us a few nominations. Joining me to review some of those nominations and perhaps make a few of his own is Elio Schechter. He's a microbiologist and an adjunct professor at San Diego State University. He's also the writer behind the blog Small Things Considered, so we couldn't resist having him back on the program. Welcome again.
Lovely to be back.
Okay, here's a nomination from the Old Dominion. Carolyn Iddings of Annandale writes, because Virginia is, for lovers, mononucleosis seems to be perfect.
Well, I don't know. Mononucleosis, the virus that causes mononucleosis. And it's an unpleasant condition. So even though it's called a kissing bug, and that's maybe why she had this in mind, I don't think it's going to go through the state legislature very easily.
Okay, well, let's go north to Rhode Island, where Bill Kroll of Portsmouth suggests epulopecium.
Ah, that's a good one. Epulopecium is a strange bacterium which ranks just about as the largest bacterium known on Earth. So it's appropriate for the smallest state to have the biggest bacterium, don't you think?
That would make sense, yes.
If you take a regular bacterium and you blow it up the size of a mouse, that bug would be the size of a blue whale. That's
okay,
how big
so
it is.
Okay, so truly a jumbo shrimp bug for a little giant state. That's what Mr.
Exactly.
Cole says. Do you mind if I throw out a couple of states to see what ideas you might have for an official microbe?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's begin with Nevada.
Nevada could use a bug which is very resistant to radiation. And since they did atomic tests in Nevada, that would be the bug. It's called Deinococcus. It is so resistant to radiation that it will be around no matter what happens in this earth.
So a post-nuclear bug for Nevada.
A post-nuclear bug.
How about the Garden State, New Jersey?
New Jersey has the distinction of having been the place where a lot of antibiotics were discovered. The bug that makes a lot of antibiotics is called Streptomyces, and that would be very appropriate for the Garden State.
Mm-hmm. How about the big old state of Texas?
There is a bug which eats oil, Synthropus. With all the oil that's produced, there are many oil spills. And a way of getting rid of oil as a pollutant would be to use this bug. They probably are using it anyhow.
I was just going to say, it's of great use right now to deal with that great big oil spill.
I'm not sure it's a marine bug, but there are marine bugs that use oils. And so they're probably growing on the oil. In other words, they're reproducing and making more of them, which in time it would be the way to get rid of the oil.
Yeah. Elio Schechter, I wonder what it would be like to take a walk in the woods with you. Are you always thinking about microbes that are surrounding us?
I wouldn't say all the time, but I when I go in the woods, I'm amazed at how much microbial activity I see and smell. The smell of garden soil is due to bacteria called actinomycetes. The decay that takes place on the forest floor is due to fungi and bacteria. So they're all over us. People think of microbes being germs and bad things. In reality, the overwhelming number of microbes on Earth are very helpful. In fact, they're essential.
Microbes are your friends.
Yes, they are. They are indeed.
Well, we're glad that you're our friend, and come back and talk to us again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Elio Schechter is a microbiologist and the blogger of Small Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.